Hi, my name is Stephen Pascucci of Franklin, New Hampshire, and I'm here again because I'm concerned that I might not be heard. I come before you this evening to express my concern regarding Hydro-Québec's proposed Northern Pass project. I am concerned about Hydro-Québec's business practices and how they may affect the environmental study being made along with this utility monopoly's proposed deal with the people of New Hampshire. I see a government business that is regulated by the same government that operates it. I see a government business whose idea of environmentalism is different than mine and most of the people of New Hampshire. I see a government business that dug through mountains and rerouted whole rivers. I see a government business that treats humans as obstacles to progress. What I see is a Cree Indian nation that said no, and a government that forced its political will on a minority population and made it look like they said yes. Exactly when has that even ever been acceptable? What I see is a government business that multiple times built on land that wasn't theirs and found ways to make it legal after the damage was done. I see a government business whose answer is to use money as its right, its solution maker, and its false apology. I ask you to consider that based on their extensive historical precedent, this government business, Hydro-Québec, may not honor all their promises and obligations and may instead seek to offer money redirected from the pockets of its consumers and customers as its apology and leave us with a state more damaged than they once led us to believe. Please consider what happens when we cannot reverse the concrete and steel damage done to our local farms and families who helped build this state, to our farms and countryside, to our very own White Mountain National Forest. Please consider what happens when this project is not enough and they come back for more. This project is not about what is good for New Hampshire. This project is about what is good for Quebec. If this project had been good for any other state, they would have jumped at the offer. This project has been rejected multiple times, and it is a bad investment for them. It's a bad investment for New Hampshire. I know the price that Franklin sold out for. I'm told that our tax base will increase some 40%, and I stand to benefit from that. That is a big piece of bait. For our elected officials that have approved of this project, and for anybody pushing approval for this project, I wonder what their price was. I wonder what was the price that they sold out for. Please tell me, please tell my fellow citizens of New Hampshire, please tell Hydro-Québec that our representatives, that we cannot be bought. Thank you.